Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Yes, thank you for joining us for Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. Let's get right into Reading the Word. What are we doing? We're examining Psalm 119 and all of its beauties. We're ready for the 21st section. Now, what do I mean by that? We're studying it in 8-verse sections. We've been doing it for a little while now, at least. Actually, more than a little while, but I'm just trying to be nice. We're studying it. We're doing it in depth, though. 8-verse sections. Why? Because that's how it's broken up for us in Scripture. If you go back to the original Hebrew, and your copy of the Word of God may have it done the same, where every 8 verses begins with a funny little word, may have a funny little letter in a word. That's a Hebrew letter of the alphabet, and then how you actually say that letter. And every 8 verses begin with that letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. 8 verses per section means 176 verses in this beautiful psalm, right? Almost in the exact center of the Bible. We're ready for the Shin section, which is found in verses 161 through 168. 161 through 168. We're going to read that. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And then we will go back and break this passage down just a little bit better for us. Grab your Bible, read along with me, please. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all thy ways are before me. Now, Shin either looks like an S or an SH, or is pronounced that, kind of, that's close to what it is in our English alphabet, but it looks like a W. Don't ask me why. I didn't come up with either alphabets. Nonetheless, let's look at verse 161. He says, Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Princes, those are the people that are rulers or people that are leaders of the people. Now, instantly, my mind goes to Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 13, rather, and the first 7 verses. Paul, the inspired apostle, wrote to those at Rome, Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to a custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. God says that, or Paul says, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that those in power, those in positions over us, are there for a reason, because God put them there. He talks about don't be afraid of them unless you're breaking the law. For instance, when I'm driving down the road and my cruise control is set on the speed limit or even just a little bit under, I don't have to worry if a cop comes up behind me and just cruises. Now, if I'm going 95 and a 55, I have a reason to be sweating bullets. Why? Because I'm breaking the law. Also, 1 Peter 2, verses 13 and 14, Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them which are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Friends, rulers, they do 2 things. They praise those, we need to praise those who do well, and punish the evildoer. And that's what those in those princes, that's what they do. So why does the psalmist make this declaration? He says, because my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Well, I've got 9 reasons why. Number 1, it's God's word. plain and simple. He stands in awe of God's Word. Number two, it's inspiration. It's inspired. Number three, it is infallible. There is no error. Number four, it is all sufficient. Number five, it is all authoritative. Number six, because of its power. Number seven, because of its profit. Number eight, its eternal nature. And number nine, he would be judged by it. And so that's why he makes this declaration. Verse 162, he says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Notice that joy follows awe in verse 160. So he stands in awe of thy word, and then he finds great joy. Now, you read through the New Testament, the Pharisees, Sadducees, Judaizers, Gnostics, they did not rejoice in God's word, so they did not find, they did not stand in awe, they did not have true joy. Verse 163, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Here we see hatred and abhorrence. Do you know the Lord hates a lying tongue? That's found in Proverbs 6, 17 through 19. The Bible says, verse 16, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven being abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, a feet that be swift in running the mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. People say, why does he say six and seven? That's the way the Hebrews would do it. They'd make a statement, come back, and say it again. We think about abomination. Literally in Hebrew, that means a vile stench in one's nostrils. So these seven things are a vile stench, like when you find a mouse in the top of your closet, been dead for 2 months. Yeah, you're welcome for that mental image and that scent. That's what God is. And notice, he talks about lying twice. A lying tongue and a false witness that speaks lies. God does not tolerate lying. Psalm 116 and verse 11 go right along with this. So what is God's prescription, if you will, for it's for cursing lying? It's loving God's law. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. I love God's law, and I hope you do too. We need to pause here, take us a quick break. I hope you'll join us on the other side of this break as we continue reading the Word in Psalm 119 in verse 164.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Let's continue reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. We're going to pick back up Psalm 119, verse 164. He says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. And every time you see the number seven in Bible, in Scripture, you need to think of something being perfect or something being complete. Now, he talks about, I will praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Praise. Colossians 4 and verse 2, he says, I will continue in prayer, giving watch in the same with thanksgiving. Romans 12 and verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to be in constant prayer, regular prayer to God. Not a when life seems like it's ending around you, and it's not, by the way. But when life seems like it is, sometimes that's the only time people think they need to consult the Word of God, friend. Consult God Himself, friend. We need to pray to God on a regular basis. In fact, I've yet to find a number of times a day I can pray to God and it be too many, because I could have always prayed more. We need to be constantly praying. Verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now notice, he's not talking about those that love the world, those that have peace of the world. No, he says, great peace have they which love thy law. Matthew 5 and verse 9, towards the end of the Beatitudes, in the Sermon on the Mount, the master teacher says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He's talking about peace of God. Philippians 4 and verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then verse 166, he says, Lord, I have hope for thy salvation, and I have done thy commandments. The late, great Brother Marshall Keeble once said, there are 5 steps into the church, and there are 7 steps into heaven. And I want to share those with you. You get into the church, and I'm going to give you book, chapter, and verse for all of these. How do you get into church? The church. First off, you have to hear. That's found in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's step number one. Number two, after you've heard the word of God, you have to believe it. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 8, verse 24, says, unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Also Mark 16, 16, and we will come back to this one. Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. So you hear, you believe. Next, you have to repent. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3, Jesus Christ says, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Drop down two verses. In verse 5 of Luke chapter 13, Jesus says, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. If you remember growing up in school, when a teacher would repeat something, that meant it was important. It was vital to you to know. Jesus says you need to repent. What is repentance? That's a change in mind that results in a change in action. For instance, if I leave my house and I turn like I'm going to go to the high school, and then I turn around and I go back towards town, then I have repented. I have changed my way. I was going one way, and I'm going 180 degrees the other way. After you've heard, believed, repented, next you have to confess. By the way, repentance is the hardest one. People like to sin, and I don't know why, but sin is so enticing, always has been. After you repent, you must confess. Jesus says, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever therefore shall deny me before men, him will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. We need to confess that I'm not afraid to say the 10 most important words in your life. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Upon that you're baptized. Mark 16, 16, he that believeth and is baptized, and conjunction, you can't have one without the other, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Acts 22, verse 16, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Acts 2, 38, repent and be baptized. Every account of conversion in the book of Acts tells us we need to be baptized. Romans 6, 3 and 4, Galatians 3, 27, so on and so forth. That's how you get into the church. And then those seven steps to get into heaven. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. 2 Peter 1 and verse 5. And beside all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and the virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What are those steps? Well, you have to have faith. But luckily, you got faith when you were baptized into Christ. Because faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's the first step we mentioned. So he says, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. I call that the Christian ladder, and I stole that from somebody else, and I'll tell you, it's not original Justin Reed thought. That's how you get into heaven. He says, because if these things be in you and abound, you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful, but a entrance, verse 11, will be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's what the psalmist loves in verse 166, 167, and 168. I hope you wrote those scriptures down if you were unfamiliar with them. Would love a chance to discuss it more with you. If you'd like to hear more of this, or hear this lesson again, this time's almost over for today, but if you'd like to hear this sermon or this lesson over again, or any of the others in the series, and there have been some pretty good ones, I would say. I was there for all of them, but there have been some pretty good ones. You can find them online, www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's The Justin Reed Show, read with two E's, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Hope you'll join us next time as we will conclude Psalm 119. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.